Hey, it's Cole. Welcome to another episode of the Artrepreneur Podcast, where every week we talk about what it means for you to make creativity your career. Whatever you're making, whether it's visual art or music or you're writing words on a page or you're a photographer or something else, whatever it is that you're doing, I want to help you do more of it by building an audience and by getting better at your craft and staying disciplined and ultimately getting paid. So I want you to do more of that. And today we're going to talk about something that you may experience along the way, and that's opposition. And you might experience this especially if you're making things in ways or you're making things that look different than what people in your field typically make. You might be experiencing opposition, or maybe you're trying to do things that involve putting stuff in the public space, and maybe you're getting some pushback, something like that. We all, as artists, encounter opposition. And one of the challenges is, eventually, we may, as we find ourselves as insecure artists, which a lot of us are, including myself, that may be something that's disheartening to us, and it may prevent us from continuing forward, and I want you to keep moving forward. I actually got an Instagram direct message, which, by the way, would love to connect with you on Instagram at Cole Nesmith, C-O-L-E-N-E-S-M-I-T-H. I got an Instagram DM this week from somebody who said, hey, I'm really passionate about the community I live in, and I've been helping artists create murals in that community because I believe that if we put murals up, the community will look better and people will respect one another more and they'll care about living here more. And so he's been on this process of creating murals and platforming artists to create murals in his community. Well, there are some developers and some other community stakeholders who have been giving him some pushback, and he's experienced some opposition. And my response to him was, totally normal, especially if you're doing something out in the public space, to get pushback. You're not doing something wrong. You don't need to quit. Don't think that you're unique in getting pushback. It is a normal thing for all of us as artists. At some point, somebody's going to push back. Somebody's going to bring some opposition. Our organization, the Creative City Project, we just applied for and are in the middle of a grant process. And not everyone, you know, believes the same thing we believe. Not everyone goes about, you know, doing art the way we do it. Not everybody has the same objectives that we have. And as part of the grant process, we are always encountering other people who have different perspectives. And as a result of that, sometimes we get pushback and we get opposition. And I've at times taken that very personally. And I think as I've grown and as I've experienced so much of it, I've learned to not take it personally, to not allow it to be a critique of what we're doing or how we're doing it, but rather just understand different people have different perspectives and they have different priorities. And so don't take opposition or pushback as a sign that you are doing something wrong, because each of us are individuals. And the beautiful thing about each of us being individuals is that we do bring different perspectives to the table. There are other artists who work in the same medium as you who approach their work differently than you do. There are people in your community, whether that's community members or people who own galleries or collaborators or other artists in your field, who have different objectives than you do. We're all moving down a path, and we might be looking at what we do and what others do with a different lens, and we have different objectives, we have different endpoints, we have different destinations. We also have different passions. We care about things in different ways, or we care about things totally different from one another. I may care about, you know, cultivating art in my community and putting up murals, like the direct message that I got this week. Somebody else might care more about doing fine art and putting it in a gallery. And those two things aren't in opposition with one another. In fact, the reality that each of us as people have different perspectives and objectives and passions means that the world is going to be more complete. And so when we encounter pushback or opposition from people because they have different perspectives or objectives or passions, don't take it as a personal critique or as an insult, or don't let it prevent you from continuing doing what you're doing, those different perspectives make the world more robust. They make the world more complete. And with each of us having a different perspective, all of us together make a more complete picture of what the world can look like. Now, I don't want to totally throw out the value of critique or opposition, because we, in the process of making, in the process of refining our craft, it's really important for us to take everything that people say to a certain degree, not everything that everyone says, but anything that we hear, it's really important for us to say, okay, is this helpful or is this not helpful? Do I need to listen to this or do I need to let this go? Do I need to move past it? Do I need to move on? And so again, back to the grant process. In our grant processes, a lot of times we'll be given a scoring matrix and it'll say, we'll give you a 5. If you do these things, we'll give you a 4 score. If you do these things, we'll give you a 3 score. If you do these things. And then there's all these different criteria like marketing or artistic excellence or community engagement or education. There's a lot of different things. And each organization does different variations of each of those things or different degrees of each of those things. And that's okay. Not everybody needs to be at a 5 when it comes to education, if that's part of the grant process. For our organization, we do a lot to lift up emerging artists. And we do a lot like this podcast to educate artists and to help you do what you do. But what we don't do is a lot of like, here's some watercolors. Let's go into an elementary school and teach kindergartners how to paint. And I'm so grateful that there are organizations who are focused on elementary education when it comes to the arts. That is so, so, so important. It's just not what our organization does, and that's okay. But in the process of those grants, one of the beautiful things that I've discovered is that so often there are things that those grants challenge us to think about and make a decision on. Even if that decision is our organization isn't focused on that, that's okay. But it's important for us to be thinking through some of those things. So if somebody comes and they give you pushback, don't immediately dismiss what they have to say, because there might be a golden nugget inside of that that's going to help you be a better artist. So let's think about this in terms of craft. In the process of painting a picture or writing a song, there are clear rules when it comes to music, and there are clear rules when it comes to visual art. And what we don't want to do as artists is break the rules because we're being lazy or ill-informed. The best way to break a rule is to know the rule and be very intentional about breaking it. It's not bad to break the rules, but it's not usually helpful to just ignore the rules because you're ignorant. Understanding scales as a musician has been really important for me as a musician. Understanding where to put my fingers when I play the guitar is important for me to be able to play the guitar well. Knowing scales as a singer is important for me to know how to sing in a way that, especially in a context where I'm singing with other people. And so there are rules. Now, knowing those rules, there's an opportunity to break those rules. And I can do that intentionally. So if I'm walking into a field and I want to innovate and I want to do things differently, then I can do that. But let's just make sure that we're doing it from a place of intentionality. And if I'm doing it from a place of intentionality, that is a clear indication that I don't need to be listening to the pushback in those particular areas. So for instance, we recently applied for a grant, we received the grant, but the grant panelists also gave us feedback. And one of the things that they actually gave us feedback about was, maybe your organization needs to start a program that educates children on X and Y. And when I read that, I thought, thank you, but no, we've actually made an intentional decision. Our organization, the Creative City Project, is specifically focused on elevating arts that are innovative, new, and original. And so that's what we focus in on. That does not involve arts education. It doesn't involve us going into an elementary school classrooms and teaching them the fundamentals of watercolor painting. And so we as an organization have understood this is what we do and this is why we do it. I, individually, Cole, as a human, as an artist, have made particular decisions about my own art and what I want to do. In the next few months, I'll be releasing 4 new songs that I've already recorded and are in the mix process. And in that process, like literally one of the choruses and one of the songs that I've written has an irregular meter. So a lot of times songs will be in 4/4, for example. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And one of these choruses in one of the songs that I wrote has an irregular meter, meaning that it's a bar of 6, it's a bar of 2, it's a bar of 7, and then it's a bar of 4. And that was an intentional decision in how I wrote the chorus of the song. And some people may not like it, and some people might give me pushback, and some people might critique, but that's okay. It wasn't an accident. I did it on purpose, and it's all right if you don't like it. So here's the end goal. I want you to keep doing what you're doing. And I know so much of you doing what you do on a regular basis depends on how you feel. So if somebody pushes back, if somebody gives you opposition, don't give up. Keep going. Innovation specifically is almost always opposed by people who have interest in maintaining the status quo, by people who don't understand what you're doing, by people who fear the new. And I think it's important to recognize this pattern and habit in your own life so you can begin to eliminate it as well. When's the last time an app updated on your phone? Did you go crazy because the features changed or there was a button in a new spot? I mean, think about how insignificant that is, but how sometimes we react in such crazy ways. Where did they put the button? Why did they move it? Why did they change the color of this thing? We as people default to the norm. And when we encounter something new, we often push back or we oppose it in some way. We do that as individuals. People are going to do that about your art. Don't take it personally. Don't let it stop you from doing what it is that you're doing. Keep going. And join me next week as we continue on this journey of building our creative careers together. Thanks as always for hanging out. See ya.